Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Registration renewals for those Kentucky farm license plates are coming due this month, and the State Ag Commissioner, 4-H, and FFA are particularly interested in farmers renewing and participating in a voluntary donation.
Of course, the FFA emblem and the 4-H emblem have been on the tag since the late 1990s. The Kentucky Proud added a few years ago with the option of that voluntary donation. And with Commissioner Comer coming into office, one of his first commitments to FFA and 4-H was that they could split those proceeds three ways. This past year, that met a little over $121,000 to 4-H and $121,000 to FFA, and that's a significant help to these programs across the state.
Keith Rogers, executive director of the 4-H Foundation, which administers the program for that group, says there's a major push underway to remind farmers about that program donation.
We have over 160,000 farm tags sold or renewed each year, and when you figure 10 bucks a piece, that's $1.6 million.
They don't expect 100%, but the awareness campaign, it is hoped, will increase the three-way split significantly.
We were just over $365,000 in 2012, and the commissioner and I and the leadership in FFA and 4-H truly believe that we can get to that 50% mark within the next year or so, which would be closer to $800,000 split three ways between Kentucky Proud, 4-H, and FFA.
We'll be right back.
No matter the season, Kentucky State Parks are the perfect destination for fun, adventure, and creating lasting memories. Our parks showcase Kentucky's vast lakes, breathtaking mountaintops, endless caves, and stunning wildlife. Earn bragging rights playing one of our championship golf courses. Relax on the beaches, hike winding trails, or enjoy them on horseback. The possibilities are as endless as your imagination. Visit KentuckyTourism.com and experience our unbridled spirit. Your adventure awaits.
4-H Foundation Chief Keith Rogers says they've been raising awareness of the Farm Tag Donation Program with county clerk's offices, and of course they're trying to connect with farmers too to participate.
We're out there working. Of course, all farm tags are renewed in March, and so this is the crunch zone for us. We've been promoting hot and heavy and traveling and working with clerks, working with county 4-H councils and more to promote it locally and throughout the state.
He feels as program awareness is upgraded that farmers will respond and all three groups will benefit.
We are the nonprofit organization for the Kentucky 4-H program in Kentucky, and we receive those and then we divide those 50-50 with the county from where the donation originated, so that county receives that amount of funding back. They can use that as they see fit in their program back in the county.
4-H Foundation Executive Director Keith Rogers on the Farm Tag Renewal Program. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.